No, folks. So here we have it. Italian prosecutor says batch of AstraZeneca, they're all the same. These COVID-19 jabs, all mRNA, right, all extremely dangerous, right, part of a bioweapons program, right. So they've launched a manslaughter investigation. This is after one person. However, you've got significant number of police officers, naval and military personnel who've had the vaccine and they're dead. We're talking about young people here. You see, they could get away with the kill in the nursing homes because obviously a lot of old people, but this thing's causing them a pretty serious problem. But let's just have a look. So you had, these are people who've had the vaccination, these homes. So you've had 9 deaths at Exmouth in a care home on 11th of March after getting the vaccination, right? So this is, we were told that COVID-19, once I had the vaccine, it wouldn't kill them. It wouldn't hospitalise them. It was going to make them better. It's absolutely a load of garbage, isn't it? Total load of garbage. 5th death in Sidmouth care home under police investigation. The police investigation, they need to investigate this as the prosecutor in Italy is investigating these AstraZeneca COVID-19 jabs, Pfizer jabs. They're all the same. Very, very similar, slightly different. Obviously, some of them kill a little bit more quickly than others. The larger kill here is going to come later on in the year, all right? But what I'm going to show you, I want you to have a look at this. The cock, he's obviously taken it upon himself to go on Twitter yesterday in a panic, because obviously the shareholder in this crime. He's a shareholder in this criminal enterprise, and the evidence does not suggest that the blood clots were caused by COVID-19 vaccine by the MHRA. So he's telling you what the MHRA states, all right? Important. The MHRA don't say that. What they say is we are closely reviewing reports, but the evidence available does not suggest, they don't have the evidence. They do not have the evidence from Italy or any of those other countries. And the reports that the MHRA have stated, they expect large adverse events from these COVID-19 bioweapons. Now, this clown, this criminal, he needs to step down. You need to send this to every single MP that you know, so that we can find out if they're party to this criminal enterprise like this clown is. The vaccine is safe. No, it isn't. You're a liar. The MHRA say it's not safe, so why are you making it up and saying it's safe? Safe means no risk. It's massive risk. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people died. It's over 500 to 600, and those are sensitized numbers, with hundreds of thousands severely injured where they're having to be taken to hospital. Matt, I thought you wanted to protect the NHS. Well, you're not protecting those old people, and you absolutely have blood on your hands. It is not safe. You know it's not safe, and it will not get anybody back to normal, because you aren't planning any normal at all. The lockdown's here to stay. There's no lifting, because as the numbers increase from these nursing homes of this COVID-19, you're going to carry on your lockdown. But then deaths are from this contaminated vaccination, a bioweapon, and you knew it, and we knew it, and now you're having a run at the police. I hope they haven't been asking any pertinent questions, and this is the reason why you're now trying to attack the police force and cause more division and hatred in the country, so people that start attacking the police. I hope that's not what your game is, Matt. I think that's maybe what Priti Patel's game is, because she's the one that ordered the heavy-handed policing of any type of demonstration. Not the police. They just order takers. Obviously, they're breaking the law, carrying out these orders. You know, what next? Are they going to start throwing the children in the gas ovens when Priti Patel tells them to, or Boris Johnson wants them to have a few off so they can have a little bit of a party after he's decorated his home with a nice bit of satanic symbology and invites Bill Gates round for a feast. Is that what's happening next? Is that what the police in this country have come to? Doing as they're told? Well, I'm pretty hopeful that the police aren't like that. And I'm pretty hopeful that there's a lot of police officers going to stand up to this crime. They do have a duty too.